TFYLP is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com for all your import and third-party transformer needs, and save even more through the CapturedPrey loyalty program. Now offering free basic shipping on orders of $150 or more. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturedPrey.com. Mega Toy Fan. Look for Mega Toy Fan at the hottest toy convention near you or online at facebook.com/mega.toyfan. Mega Toy Fan for all your vintage toy necessities. Let us know you're listening. Whatever social media network you use, give us a mention by using hashtag TFYLP.
Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, can you take the chorus stop?
TFYLP, episode 144. We're going to talk about the Transformer fandom. Are they being, spoiled? Whatever. You know, you call it whatever you want. Tonight, I'm going to have with me Hang.
Yep. Hello.
Michael Swift.
What's up?
I don't know what this one is. Like.
Hashtag TFYLP. What's up, everybody?
There you go. We had Nixon there for a minute, but that's the point. Headmaster Don.
Everybody, Matt Massey is here. He is snoozing, but I'm sure he'll attack me at some point during the evening.
So sometime tonight, we're going to have a Massey attack.
Can you deliver on that promise?
I hope not.
Oh, not him, but I bet Massey can. So, there we go. All right, tonight we're going to talk about, like I said, the trans fandom. Have we been spoiled? Are we getting the same satisfaction that other genre, other collecting areas have gotten?
If we compare ourselves to the Joe fans currently, unfortunately, we are getting a lot more than we are.
That's what we'll talk about. Okay, that's all right. Just smacked my ace in the hole.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just saying. But I'm hoping they get to feast at the table of plenty soon. What's going on?
Here we go. We're going to talk about the feast at the table. What we're going to talk about is how someone took my thunder. But that's okay. It's all right. That was my idea. You just totally screw me. That's okay.
I'm not that desperate.
That's all right. I'm okay. I don't know about that. You know? That's okay.
Your hairline looks a little desperate.
That's all right. Anyway. We're going to start with Hang.
Yeah.
Let's hear your thoughts on this. Are we spoiled little bitches, or do we not get enough attention? What's the deal?
It really depends, I guess, on what you're like. I feel that Transformers, Hasbro still targets children and their parents, and as older fans, we expect more out of the toys. We want, closer to what we remember. So, like, for me, it's I want better G1 characters and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I think Hasbro's aiming, we need to sell this to the children. Yeah, nostalgia is great. But, yeah, we're not expecting to be selling everything to these boy men. the best way to indicate what we are.
Wow.
Boy, man.
Hey, everybody, you got any plastic crack?
Wow. Oh. Either I'm seeing double or Don just joined us for a second time.
Yeah, that whatever he was saying was so intense it knocked me offline.
See, I thought they called
you. What? Bam!
It's the time travel. You just can't deal with it. You need some more, gosh dang it.
Flux need more plutonium!
See, I thought when they called Don double the fun, they were cracking on his weight, but I see it's actually a superpower.
Are you sure it's not? It's not just because, you know, it's 2015, the where we're supposed to be dressed up in weird clothes else and stuff. Back to the Future.
Oh, okay. But you were talking about something else with weight and everything. With, you know, that's all right. Anyway, all right. My understanding is you have a different perspective. You had said something about the Japanese collecting market and how that was different. Can you extrapolate on that? Give us a little
more. So Japan's got this whole thing where they've gone, we're going to have a set of toys for the kids, which is our main market, and then we're going to have a set of toys for the high market versions that's meant for the collectors, which is a bit like, I guess we could compare it to, say, having Masterpiece versus your regular toys. You know how Masterpiece is always more expensive. You wouldn't really give it to children. And I guess they're more for what collectors would like. In Japan, you've got, I'll give an example, say with Kamen Rider. You've got the regular sets of toys, which is all gimmicky, so that the kids can play with that and have lots of fun. And then you've got the figure art set, which is basically the toys, but the higher posability, better quality, better paint job, everything. And it just works well for collectors. And that happens in a lot of lines in Japan. Like even with anime, you look at Figma. Figma does so many high quality figurines, and that's really for collectors rather than for kids. I don't know what it is, but Japan, they tend to aim, like they know they have a market with kids, but they also try their best to keep adult collectors happy.
You know, plus you've got entire shopping districts like Akihabara just completely dedicated to collecting. Things of that nature as well.
So do you have, I mean, I'm just going by what he just said. You actually have stores that are for high-end collectors? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You're the expert on this.
So there are shops called this franchise called Mandarake. It's in different major areas of Japan. And what they do is they usually have secondhand figures in really good quality. So when I say secondhand, it could be just somebody's bought the toy and then never opened it, but there's a scratch in the box. That's considered secondhand for some reason for them. And these places are really aimed towards collectors because they buy a lot of the older stuff. So early G1s and things like that, or even, like, it doesn't matter what it is, like vinyl soft toys, figurine dolls, stuff like this, really old stuff. And it's really meant for collectors. I mean, they will have sections with the newer things for kids to come in with their parents who want to get some nostalgic stuff. But, you know, these shops are built like that. You have one level just, say, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, one level just of manga, one level just of recent toys, and like two or three levels just of old stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and the top level's cosplay or something like that.
Hey, you and I remember this, and I'm sure they want to hear about it. Do you remember the headmasters that Mandarake had for a while? That set of Japanese. Tell them about that.
So Mandarake had the six packs of the headmasters you could only get if you bought stuff in stores, and they were like given away free. So there was the colored characters and the white ones. I forget their names, but there's six of them, three humanoids and three animal ones. Mm-hmm. Mandarake had them for, would be equivalent of US $2,000.
Yeah, but Don and I just sat at it. Yeah, but, and they had them for almost 2 years there, and or at least, well, at least the web page existed for 2 years. They may have been sold out, and the page never got taken down. But yeah, I mean, that's the kind of place you would walk into, and you would see all six of the Japanese only headmasters sitting on a shelf for sale as a set.
So it's pretty crazy. Like that's what makes Mandarake so good. It's obviously like, there's certain people that have gone, I've bought this for my childhood period of time, and I don't want it anymore. There's bound to be other people who want it, and then they just go with that.
And that's just one chain out of hundreds in every major city. I mean, collecting, would you say, hey, collecting in Japan doesn't have such a negative connotation around it until you reach a certain point?
Yeah, really depends. So you have... Because of the way Japan culture has gone, getting married is not as, I think, common anymore, from what I can tell, especially among my Japanese colleagues and friends. And I think there are people that... So having... Television shows aside, the number of collectors out there aren't really as many as you think that they are. It's just like there's so many people and they do it on television. You think, oh, it's got to be a lot of people. It's not. But sometimes it's quite negative, actually. In Japan, I think it's actually more negative to be an otaku. It kind of means that you don't really have a life. You know, you've just spent, like what I said, man boy. And that's really all it is to your life, is this collecting, being fanatic about stuff that no one else really cares about. You'd be surprised. Like, I've met a lot of Japanese people, and a lot of them go like, oh, what is this anime you're talking about? What is this... You look at conventions, and while it looks like a lot of people are there, that's insignificant compared to the overall population of Japan, I think, in that way. So yeah, there is a lot of negative. It's probably, I personally think, more negative than, say, in Australia. You know, in Australia I go like, oh yeah, I'm a nerd, and people laugh at it, and that's it. But in Japan, you can get scrutinized, and yet there's still so many shops that do these kind of things. So there's obviously still a dedicated group of people that really, you know, still enjoy what they're doing. So it's quite interesting. It's a really weird dynamic over there.
Now, to get kind of more on topic, would you say that, say we go to one of these shopping centers, these small communities, basically if you were to do a toy reveal in the middle of that grouping, the way I would relate it is, I feel like if I revealed a toy at a toy show just out of nowhere and I was surrounded by Transformers fans, I would hear more moaning and groaning and, oh, but look at this and look at that, as opposed to, oh wow, that looks awesome, you know, regardless of the figure, the designer, the production company, anything. How do you think that would go in those kind of circles compared to what you, I guess you could say, what you see online as far as Transformers communities, where it's usually, you know, maybe it's just what I see, but it just seems to be so much more nitpicky right off the bat. How do you think that compares to what you might see over there? Or have you seen a reaction like that? Like, do you go in one of those stores yourself? And I can say from doing toy shows, someone will pick up a toy they know they don't want, and they'll spend 20 minutes at my table talking about how much they hate it based on the pictures they looked at online. And then they'll just put it down and shake their head and tell everybody about it. Now, is that something that would happen over there?
In Japan, it's more passive aggressive. If they don't like something, they'll look at it, give it a look of disdain, and then just leave it. And if they really like it, they're all about, oh yeah, this is fantastic. They'll write a review. But I find that a lot of people down there tend to be, they'll look at it and make that first decision whether they like it or not at that point. I mean, it's a lot like what happened with the PS3 years ago in Japan. People just went, oh, it's Sony, it can't fail, especially how well PS2 was doing. And the people bought it thinking it'd be fantastic and then got burned because there were so many problems at launch. in Japan. I don't know about how the US went, but Japan had a lot of issues with PS3 launch.
There were problems, but it was dwarfed by the Xbox 360's problems at the time, so people forget it ever happened.
In Japan, the Xbox 360 still gets slaughtered because it just doesn't do well. Microsoft is quite hated over there. But yeah, so I mean, the Japanese tend to be more passive aggressive. Most of the remarks I see online when something new comes out and people don't like it comes from the Western side of fans.
Comes from that wild boys.
Yeah, but but if you look at Japanese posts, they'll just normally just say this is coming out, these are the photos, and don't really make any remarks about it. I think they tend to wait till the thing's in their hand before they make any decisions about something.
So it's not as intense of attention on a product before it's released. It's the hysteria one is going to be when it actually lands.
Yeah. It's different. It's hard to say, but it's different. There's phonetics, which is always phonetics. So like if said you were watching an anime and they didn't like that voice actor, and the voice actor was selected for, say, their favorite anime, there would be massive like riots about, we don't want this person doing that character. so that's one thing all on its own. But when it comes to toys, unless somebody looks at it and goes, that is totally wrong for what the character is, you won't be reading about people having mass riots outside a building going, why are you making this toy?
That's only in the U.S.
It could be Western, though. Like I've read in our forums in Australia, I've read people complain about certain things without having actually seen the final product. I tend to wait until the final product comes out before I make any decisions.
That for me, that's usually what I try to do and what I tell everybody, that you can't judge an entire toy line or an entire figure based on early test shots if a guy's standing in front of half of the figure.
But at least he was standing in front of the bad half.
Let's just take Devastator. And remember the very first shot we got with the guy covering half of it up with his backside and how everyone just went nuts over it. And then we got the very first shot and the head was too small and the leg was too this and that and the other. And the damn thing isn't even out yet. Now, you know, that's typical. That's typical of the U.S. I mean, we want what we want now and we want it perfect. Oh, and we don't want to pay that much, of course.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, I guess people's idea...
It's just interesting to hear from other cultures, and it's a little different, but, I mean, here, it is. We want everything now, we want it perfect, and we don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the reason... I guess there's two kind of people that complain when they see a figure that hasn't been released. There's the kind that are complaining just to complain, and then there are the kind that are complaining to try to maybe influence a change before it happens.
No, wait a minute. First of all, you're telling me that there are people out there that will just complain just to hear themselves complain. I think you're incorrect. There's no way that someone would just get on the internet,
type
on the computer, just to hear themselves bitch. There's no way in the world that someone is that egotistical that they would think that.
I've heard of this guy online called Megamus. He does that a lot, doesn't he?
Yes, I do. But that's not what we're talking about. Anyway,
here's the thing. We were less than 2 weeks out from Toy Fair getting proper pictures of Devastator anyway. It really upsets me to see people saying that the entire figure is a failure based on that one early picture from the Germany Toy Show and what details you could make out from it. And it's like, folks, you know, it was taken through a window across the street. This is not Glamour Shots photography here. We can't see everything. And everyone is jumping to conclusions and blaming the figure and saying it's wrong. You can't do that. That is just wrong. Because well, that
but what if they're right?
You can't.
What if they're right?
well, then wait until there's better pictures to have proof to back you up. You can say, I think the head's too small and the foot kind of worries me. But, you know, that's part of just looking at a figure and seeing what's what. But when you're saying that the entire figure, all six figures are failures and that Hasbro doesn't know what they're doing and it should have been made like this or it should have been made like that, you're basing all of that off one small picture with a guy standing in front of half of it.
Well, no,
that's jumping to conclusions.
No, I mean, that all came later. I mean, we couldn't even see the club foot in that picture. You could only see actually see the good foot in that picture.
But I'm still, people still were jumping to conclusions. It's like, wait until we get decent pictures. You're drawing conclusions out of it either.
See, this is exactly what the topic is actually about. Listen to how upset Don is at people being upset.
No, I'm just saying.
Don is actually worked up right now. He's so pissed off that people are pissed off.
No,
that's
awesome. People are ruining forums for mm-hmm. new. You know, if we want to get new fans in the fandom,
new fans.
The mythical new fans that DC is looking for. I know same group. If you've got people who are interested in these toys, who see Robots in Disguise and are interested in those toys, or whatever the case may be, and they're entering the fandom, if they see all this hate in these news groups, would you want to jump into those kind of discussions when you've got people? Yeah. I mean, if you were younger and you didn't know,
shut up, you guys, you're stupid.
I'm just saying this could be detrimental in the long run to the fandom as a whole by people just making all these wild accusations, all these conclusions, saying Hasbro doesn't know what they're doing. Everyone just needs to calm down, look at it, and say, okay, that may have some issues. I'm not sure if I like it yet or not. Let's wait until we get some clearer pictures, then we can make a judgment call.
Well, most of the complaints did come when we had clearer pictures, and they're legitimate complaints. Just from being able to see, like fat and stubby long haul or the gangly looking clubfoot. But I think there's an. Take for instance, let's switch over to a different company like NECA. So NECA was coming out with a 1984 Godzilla, and it had the tiniest head in the world, right? And this was revealed months and months and months ahead of its release, but everyone complained about it, and NECA said, you know, that head does look like crap. And then they remolded the head. They gave him a new head. When he came out, he had a new head. It looked accurate. It looked right. And I think there's always the hope that if you complain about something enough, that Hasbro might fix it. But that's never going to happen because Hasbro is a different... Hasbro is not a NECA because Hasbro is not a collector's, toy producer. They're producing mass market toys.
It's not just that too, I think. It's because NECA is really targeted within the US. So if you complain about it enough, aiming towards the US market, they probably would be willing to make changes, especially if it's a big enough voice that they feel that with a collector's market where they're expecting a smaller number, they can make the minor change without costing too much. But with Hasbro, it's not only just them. They have to deal with whatever Takara's decisions are as well. It's a combined venture when it comes to the franchise, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Dead air. So,
No dead air. How much time did I tell you that?
You did join in.
You were the guy that was muted, so maybe calm down a little.
I only let it beat that air for about 1 second, 2 seconds.
All right, tell you what. I'm going to take over right now because I think you guys are – maybe I'm on the wrong page, but I think you guys are completely missing the whole point of this topic. You need to compare it to something. So personally, I think Transformers fans as a whole, we are absolutely – the most ridiculously prickly, crazy, insane bunch of fans. And I'm going to go with my example from toy shows. I have a great time doing them. I actually just got to go to one as just an attendee. And, you know, everyone has a good time. You know, there's the toy show I just went to, there were very, very limited numbers of Transformers. And I'm talking like maybe in the number in a whole dealer room of about 24 that I saw, other than crappy little junkers. Now, larger shows like that I've done, like CTS, I generally have great people that come by to see my stuff, but like the example I gave, that one guy or two guys or whatever will come by and they will piss and moan, tear something down, and they'll waste that much time of their day talking crap about something they have no intention of buying. And then a guy that likes Star Wars will come by and he'll talk to me for 5 minutes and be like, man, this stuff is awesome. I really wish I collected this stuff. And then another guy will come by and he'll be a Transformers guy and he'll say this or that. And the difference is like, it to me is crazy. I have never met a Star Wars guy that wasn't impressed with Transformers in some way at a show. But I also have never met one that seemed agitated at a toy show. And I can tell you, like, I'll talk to people that even if they don't buy anything from me, I'll be like, oh, you know, is there anything good out there? Should I check anything out? And they're always the most disgruntled, disappointed in every kind of way person. It's like they can't find the perfect thing. Nothing is good enough. Nothing is just ever on that level. And I'm just thinking, what are you expecting out of toys? Even if you are going after the high-end third-party stuff, I understand if you're griping because you're spending money, but at the same time, we're talking about toys. And I cannot recall a single time I've ever heard a Star Wars fan, even the antique toys type guys, they don't waste their time hating on stuff. And what I'm getting at is, like, that's where I see the intensity. And I also see it in a positive way because you see stuff move like crazy. You know, if a guy is going to buy at a show, if he goes to look for Transformers, he's not looking for like two. You know, he wants to go home with a bag or a box or a trunk full of stuff. You know, he wants good prices, but he wants a ton. And that's one difference that I see personally just because, you know, I don't sell anything else. You know, usually these guys that are into older toys like Star Wars, they're looking for like their two or three things that they need, like their grail or just parts that they just can't find. But they're happy. Even if they don't find them, they're happy. I don't hear complaints about how the vintage Darth Vader isn't perfectly in scale with the brand new reissue of the 1987 blah, 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 blah. And that's where I think we as a whole really just kind of crumble because it's like nothing is quite good enough. And then, you know, then you get into the whole thing. We start arguing about price points and things like that. I remember when everyone pissed and moaned and cried up a storm and wanted to burn churches down because Quakewave was $150 at retail. That's just stupid money. No one's going to pay stupid money for that stupid Quakewave. And it's what, $400 or $500 now at the cheapest?
And one of the most highly regarded toys probably the past 2 years as far as quality.
Yeah. And on top of that, if you look at Fans Toys releases like Soar, the MSRP technically went up, but look what you get in that box. You get a bigger figure than Quakewave, and you get a stand, you get an extra beak, you get extra wings, which if that was like an add-on from Dr. Wu, that'd be another $90, and you tack it into the price of the Soar, and you're looking at like $40 to $50 depending where you shop. But yet people like, it's too expensive, it's too expensive. But there's thousands of people, hundreds of people, whatever number you want to give it. They're still buying MP10s for $250, $300. I mean, the aftermarket still goes crazy. But the initial reactions that we have as a whole to anything, the negative is just blowing away any kind of sensible positivity that we could ever have. Like, I personally don't get it, and I think that we're just so intense that it lends us to just dragging stuff down. So that's my piece. Well, that's what I'm getting at.
I can guarantee you that from the outside looking in at any fandom, you're going to think those guys are different than us. But like you said, Star Wars guys coming over to your booth and looking at the Transformers and think they're awesome. But I can guarantee you, if you go over to a booth that's selling mostly Star Wars stuff, you're going to find the same guys complaining about things. And it's just a matter of perspectives.
But see, I don't see that, because I know guys that collect Star Wars, and they're generally, if they're upset about something, it's that they didn't find what they wanted. It's never, I really wish they'd have put an extra ball joint here and put some die cast here, this eye visor.
I heard plenty of complaints about the new Black Series stuff. I've heard plenty of complaints about the Star Wars Black Series.
Right, but like I said, I'm just talking about from my personal experience at shows and such. You know, if online activity, I've never been on a Star Wars board or anything. I'm sure it's pretty similar to, you know, the reactions we can see on Facebook but in person, though, to me, it's not even night and day. It's like life and death difference.
How many more Transformers fans are you dealing with than Star Wars fans? Because you said it yourself, you're selling Transformers. So,
well, most people will still walk by, and I can see their facial expressions. I can see the way their demeanor changes, and the way Transformers fans are. You know, obviously, I get happy people at my tables that want Transformers, but the casual people that I couldn't tell by looking at them what they're looking for. It's crazy. Like, I can tell when a Transformer guy is usually coming, his eyes narrow, he gets his shoulders up or down a little bit, and he's looking for something to either just like, he gets fierce.
He gets the shakes. He starts sweating profusely.
I like that guy.
He needs that crack fix.
That's
Mike. Plastic crack fix, and you got it. And he's just shaking, and he's like, I got to get it. Yes.
Mike is my boy, man. Don't be messing with Mike.
Yeah, I understand that. I do. I do understand that.
I'm saying, like, I'm happy I'm a large human being, because there's dudes that walk up that are in Transformers, and they just look like they want to tussle, man. And it'll be over, like, a $10 whatever the hell, and they'll be like, $10? You got the instructions? Ever been transformed? You got the box? I'm like, it's loose. Why would I have the box if I didn't put it out with the box? Like, why? I don't understand what's going on. Yeah, you know, my buddy got one, and it wasn't $10. And, you know, I read some reviews on it, and I'm like, wow, like, you're putting a lot of thought into a toy that's nothing.
No, but the point is that you're standing there, and the guy comes up and goes, "You want one of these? Huh? And you're like, "Is it good? Is it good stuff?" And he goes, "You know, man, it's good, man. It's good. And you go, "Loose, right? They got the box?" "No, man, it'll get you what you want." Bam! That's what you want. All right, you get your crack, plastic crack fix. That's what it is. But I am going to say one thing. When it comes to Star Wars fans, I'm going to put them at the same level. I'm going to put them at the same level as Transformer fans. We are whiny. We all want more. But what we expect is kind of the same. Now I'm gonna trade it up a little bit, and I'm gonna talk about G.I. Joe. And G.I. Joe has had its little ups and downs. If you look,
you mean G.I. Jose from Family Guy, right?
Yeah, you got.
No, I think he's talking about Action Force. I remember
Action Force. Good. You know what? If it was Action Force, Action Force would be good because it's worth more.
I hope someone just is.
But that's okay. Think about it. You look at the toys that have come out. 25th anniversary came out, and we were G.I. Joe fans. We're in the pinnacle, man. We're getting all our figures redone with more articulation. It's just awesome. That's what we wanted. You know, your trans fans, they got their reissue stuff, and they may not like that. You know, Optimus Prime looks like some sort of organic thing, but that's okay. They got their thing. We got ours now. We get our Snake Eyes. We get our Duke. We get our Scarlet, and they're all like more articulation. Bam, 25th. We then get Buck-Con. We get new toys. We get new releases. Baba. You get Joe-Con. You get a couple new things. You get a couple rehashes. And the numbers start dwindling. You know, second movie comes out of Transformers. Transformers are a hit. They're hot. You know, everyone wants that. That's gone. Money's being pulled towards there. Yeah, well, we kind of got to get The Rock to come into our second movie to kind of up the sales a little, you know, get some of the, you know, the females going, man, I want to see The Rock, you know, and that's it. Get a little bit of hype in the sales. We get rehashed figures. We get figures the same deco under a new title, you know, and I don't feel the love. Third movie comes out, Transformers, you know, Botcon, everything's hype. You know, we get this new guy takes over from Spike or whatever his name is, and, you know, this, that, and the other. We're going to change little things. They don't like that much. All right, what's going to happen with our movie? Well, it was delayed. Well, we don't know if we're going to do it. Well, we don't know this, that, and the other. My point being, there's been a lot more of love, quote unquote, from Hasbro to Transformers than G.I. Joe's. So G.I. Joe's has kind of been put on the back burner. But from a dealer's point of view, I have never met a more anal bunch of guys than G.I. Joe fans. Oh, my God.
There we go.
You go with Transformers, they'll look at something, they'll be like, is it complete? Yeah. How much you want? There. Boom. Look at Joe fans. There's a scratch on the crotch, man. I don't know about that. You know, the hair's got a little balding spot, you know. I don't give into that Rogaine stuff. I can you do $2? You're like, what? I got 20 on it.
But they don't want the bald variant? I mean, come on.
You have no idea.
That's a Headmaster variant.
until you've actually dealt with Star Wars, Transformers, G.I. Joe, I mean, I try and deal all of it. And I will, and God love them. I do like G.I. Joe. I grew up on G.I. Joe. I actually had G.I. Joe before Transformers. But I have never met a more bunch of anal retentive, whiny bitches than Joe fans.
Send all emails to Megamus Care of.
I don't care. Because you know what? I still sell it. That's beside the point. My point is that you have to up your game. When you buy Joe stuff, you got to get the best. You got to get the cream of the crop of the stuff. That's the only way that stuff's going to move. If you have scratched Joe's, incomplete Joe's, you throw them in the $2 bin and you move on. That's the difference. You're talking about a group of collectors that are just more, they're more interested in the quality as opposed to just having it. And with Transformer fans, they just want it. There is a difference. I'm not knocking either one. I'm just telling you that there's a difference. Star Wars fans, I haven't really hit too much, but I kind of put them in the same line as Transformers. Joe fans are very, very worried about the condition. And if you ever get into the 12-inch vintage Joes, it's even worse. It's worse.
Yeah. Actually, let me ask you this, because I actually saw this when I was in some Facebook groups for Transformers, and I saw people arguing for hours and days and weeks at a time about the legitimacy of using the term mint in box, which I find hilarious because some people are like, as soon as it's opened, it's not mint. And I would say, but there's figures that are not mint in a sealed box. Oh, they have to be mint. They're in a box. I'm like, But if you go by what is probably the definition of mint, it means flawless.
Yeah. And there's
actually, I ended up going on the AFA page, and I don't know if maybe I went to the wrong one on that particular day, but their grading scale did not include the term mint in any category they had from top to bottom.
Right.
So do you ever run into that, like, say, in online sales, like they say, I want something mint? Because I never describe anything as mint. I'll say it's good, great, excellent, it's trash.
Well,
if I see crap wrong with it, I'll tell people. But, I mean, even just the argument of over the definition of mint to me was mind-blowing. I'm like, it's not that complicated.
That's the reason why there's MIB and MISB, right?
Right, but you and I have had this argument before. And we did. And we you know, how do you categorize when you get something straight from the factory? You open it up, you look at the item, you don't even transform. I don't know, grab something. Okay, here's my rat trap. Say I never transformed it. It came out of the box like this, which we all know because it was in robot form at that point. And, okay, it's perfect. It is perfect. And you say it's MIB. But then if you actually look, maybe one of the eyes has a little scratch in it. There's some paint where it was in the package and got rubbed on. And you're right. It's not mint. It's a factory error, packaging error, whatever. But it's not mint. So how do you categorize something that's sealed that you can obviously see by looking through it that it's sitting there and it's got rub marks on it?
What I'm getting at, though, is how often do you run into that with other types of collectors?
I'll be honest with you. When it comes to Joe's, the 25th line, they don't really care so much. I've only ran into a couple of the vintage Joe's. And they are very, very meticulous on the bubble, dings in the bubble, yellowing in the bubble. Mm-hmm. And they will look. And let's say you're, I don't know, pick one, like Duke. Let's say he was rubbing up against the bubble and his belt buckle got worn. Yes, you need to mention that because they'll call you out on it. Well, you said mint, but here it is right here. They'll do that. And so when it comes to different types of collecting areas, I think you do need to change your terminology.
But I mean, if you went in a group right now, if you went in a group right now on Facebook in a G.I. Joe mm-hmm. forum, would you see that argument pop up? Because I see it, if I were to go back in all the groups I was just in, say the 10 that mm-hmm. I left a couple days ago just for the hell of it. If I went back in there now, I could see this mentioned probably at least two or three times somewhere. And there will be 8 different arguments one way or the other with Transformers guys. And it will be, you're totally wrong, you're totally wrong, you're totally wrong. That will be the answer every which way. If I go in G.I. Joe, am I going to see that kind of crap?
I'm going to say yes, and you're going to see the opposite. I'm going to be willing to bet you're going to see, yes, that's important. Yes, that's an error. Yes, that's not mint.
I'm just saying, will you see that argument as constantly as you would in a Transformers group?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure.
But I bet you will see it.
There's nothing unique about our fandom. It's when you have a bunch of people who are passionate about something and you stick them in a room together, they're going to find, you know, they're going to share opinions and they're going to start arguing. And that's just the way it's going to go. And it's because they are passionate and they love the stuff to the point that they are particular about it.
You and I have never argued. We're in a room.
Well,
I disagree with that. You guys argue all the time. You want to argue about it?
Well, that's it though. You know, it's all a matter of knowing when you're having a discussion on the merits of the situation, and then arguing just to be a total jerk. And I think all of the fandom we've mentioned, Transformers, Star Wars, there's plenty of people out there that are jerks on purpose. I think everyone just needs to remember that when you start purposely trying to hurt other people just to get your point across, you're crossing the line.
And you need to realize that.
So if I verbally punch you in the throat, that's wrong or right?
Well, I'm saying if something over like, is the belt buckle, is it mitten box? I mean, you're allowed to have, we, the collective we, if we're allowed to have differences of opinions. If we were all the same, we would be blind individuals. But there's no sense in being disrespectful because someone holds a different opinion. I like Miko from Prime. A lot of people don't. And I get a lot of grief on that.
She was the only good human character in that show. We'll talk about that next week.
Well, since I disagree with you, I hope you die.
That's the example.
Well, you know, we all die eventually.
Now, whoa. But this is not an argument. This is a discussion.
This is me plainly stating that you are wrong. There is no opinion about it.
See, last week we were arguing.
No, we weren't.
You might recall.
No, we weren't. We were telling you were wrong.
I wasn't here last week. I'm just saying.
This may go on for a while.
I'll sum it up like this. If you're in a discussion forum, just remember, don't be a dick. Have enough of this.
Don, your language. Understand that we're trying to keep ourselves PG-13, and he was actually talking about Richard. So don't be a Richard, okay?
Richard.
That's what we're saying. Don't be a Richard.
Richard, I need you to tone it down.
So on that basis, you know, don't be a Richard. However, if you feel strongly about your opinions, chances are you're right and everyone else is wrong. That's how I look at it.
That's right. So, that's exactly right.
I mean, whatever you want to do, but I mean, I know I'm right. So.
Right.
I've never actually, I must admit, and it's probably because I don't give a shit about it, but I've never heard this argument for mint and box and stuff like that.
I never have either.
That's because you don't know English. Shut up. Nobody asked you.
To be fair, if you look at the Japan sites, they don't bother putting mint in box or whatever. They just grade it from A to F.
A to F? Are you kidding me? Do you think Americans could handle A to F grading? They can't even handle three letters at once.
Oh my God. You know what the funny part is? Is that if you ask anyone in America, okay, I got a D, and you'll be like, well, you got two more letters till you get to F.
I'll give you the D.
They were like, wait a minute, that's not right.
No, in America, they'd give them all Bs just so it's fair to all the packages.
That's right. Everyone gets a chance to play, no matter how bad you are. We don't need that trophy.
Actually, that would make the situation even worse because everyone would be subjective. It's like, take your Joe feeders. Take that scratch belt buckle. Let's say on a universal curve, A to F, that buckle would land you a C. Now, let's say there's a frayed button, you know, where the thread goes to the button. Is that thread enough to push it to a D? Some people would say yes, some people would say no. So the scale would make things even worse because you have more choices and people would fight over which choice it would slide the scale upon.
Anybody that wants to fight over the button that leads to my D, you come on right over. That's all I'm saying.
So what we're talking about is the button to the D, to the suede.
It's a fine thread that you just may not want to let loose.
Okay, there we go.
Check, please.
By the way, if you'd like to write in and ask about the button to the thread to the suede and all that, go ahead. You can have it. You know what else? While you're doing it? While you're doing it, hashtag TFYLP.
I agree with Don, though, because I'm going to take it into my other passion, which is video games.
Look, when it some comes of the passions to, we can't talk about on this show, all right?
When it goes into, like, reviews or rating a game and they give it, like, a 3 out of 5, people lose their minds because it's like, 3, that's terrible, or how could you give it a 3? This game's awesome, and I think that's what I agree with Don, that rating anything other than it's good or it's not good.
Yeah. But it's also, being a video game fan, right now, I like video games, but I'm from the era of arcades. Home gaming has never been a replacement for me because I grew up when the arcades were the most popular. I'm going to put my quarter down on the machine for my next turn, you know, things like that. But being a video gamer, can you actually go into any forums now and enjoy it with everything going on with Gamergate and everything else? I mean, can you actually enjoy your fandom right now with as much hatred as... Well, I've heard it referred to as a toxic environment, and to me that makes a lot of sense. There's so much toxicity in the video game community right now. Can you even enjoy it as a fan?
Yes. I think that's blown out of proportion. Unless you're spending all your time on Reddit, I don't think you really give a crap. I don't frequent many video game sites because, or at least in the comments, because it does usually end up in arguing. It's a highly opinionated realm, just like Transformers, and even more so. I'm gonna go already and tell everyone my opinion in this case is that if you think Transformers are bad, become a gamer.
Yeah, and that I don't want us getting to that.
It's to the nth degree of, you know, just beyond anything that you've ever experienced. If you're not a gamer.
All right, let me counter that. Have you ever been on ESPN?
That would require me watching sports. I mean, look like I watch sports.
No, Don, calm down. I didn't say you had to get into sports.
I know. I watch Bill Dance fishing. I watch sports.
Do you sweat when you watch Dancing with the Stars, Don? Oh, he went quiet.
No, I mean, seriously, though.
But see, have you been on ESPN? Like, if you go to that website, I can tell you that as much as I think Transformers fans are crazy, holy crap, dude. Sports?
Yeah, sports is terrible.
That's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
That's what's tough, isn't it? Even in Australia, sports.
They're crazy. People are crazy. And the funny thing is that...
My team lost. Shank.
And what you have to think about, the crazy thing in America is... All these professional sports teams are basically funded by the citizens against really any. I mean, legally, obviously, we can't. What I'm getting at is we fund the stadiums. They say, we're not going to give you a team, and we're not going to keep a stadium if you don't pay $800 million out of a billion. And you have to pay 80% of our bill for us to charge you $18 for a beer that you have to pay $100 for a ticket to get into the place first. And people flock to this crap, and they defend these shitty teams and these horrible teams that go nowhere, they're not successful, and they will literally get in fights, stab people, and they will spend 8 hours a day on ESPN making memes because their favorite player had a bad day and they're defending them. So all in all, what I'm getting at is I think toy-wise – we're not anywhere near at a real life level of totally fucking insane, because I can go on ESPN right now and have my life ruined six times over in two articles just by reading the first 10 comments probably.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, don't be a Richard.
By the way, we need to get these hats made up. Don't be a Richard, TFYLP.
Hashtag.
I like it.
And you know who could sell them? You know who could sell our hats? Our site sponsor, CapturedPrey.com.
Mm-hmm. Great voice, right. Great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com.
See, Don knows the hook, but you can't hear it. Go figure. Nice.
That sounded pretty good this time.
Yeah, see, we never argue. Swift, you know that stupid beard. So anyway, do we have any news? Didn't we get some good news to cover? I heard something about.
Well, hold on a second.
Good news, so everyone.
Let's finalize this.
Okay.
Everyone, one word. Cynical or passionate?
Ooh. Cynical.
Cynical.
There's two.
Go ahead, Don.
Massey.
No, that's.
I don't really know if I have an opinion because I don't want to be angry with people, but I think that they're nice people.
But don't forget, Don waited what? How many years for an RC?
But they can be mean too. Where's my cat? Come on, Don.
Come on, Don.
Pick one.
Passionate.
Okay, we got one passionate, two cynical. Mike.
I'm gonna go with passionate.
We have two and two. Now my question is we didn't finish the site sponsors. What's up with that?
We don't really care about the other one.
Yeah, the other one doesn't have a hook. So,
we're not really passionate about it.
And he's pretty cynical.
Man.
We are cynical of the fact that he has a website.
Fist bump, Don. Fist bump.
That doesn't work.
He's not.
His interwebs is broken.
Man. Not even going to hear it. All right.
Megatoyfan.com.
You know, if you give me something like, you know, some sort of a cash, you know, a catchphrase or whatever, I'd be okay with it. But anyway.
I told you we should run a contest. Why don't we run that contest, man?
That sounds good. We'll do that. Yeah. What should our catchphrase be? What should it be?
Mega Toy Fan.
Mega
Toy
Fan.
They're not passionate. They're just whiny.
We could be that. It's okay. I'm okay with that.
Here we are. Okay. Mega Toy Fan. If he ain't got it, you don't need it.
There we go.
I go with that, but I don't think it's true. But that's beside the point. Okay, so there we go. Now we have a nice little contest going on. Who can come up with the best catchphrase for a Mega Toy Fan? Do it. Post it. Hashtag TFYLP. We'll look at it, and, you know, maybe we'll like it. We might give you something. Who knows? All right, so we have two cynical and two passionate.
And if you don't say cynical, I'll think aliens have abducted you.
He's going to say cynically passionate.
I was going to say passionately cynical, but let me think here real quick. Who all said passionate?
I did.
Me and Don.
You, Mike. Then I'll go with cynical. There we go. Three cynical, two passionate. Bam! Done!
I'm not the sponsor. You don't have to kiss my ass.
It has nothing to do with you. It was all about just the hell with it. It doesn't matter.
All right.
So there we go. All right.
I think you came up with the perfect. Don't be a Richard. Whatever you do in your fandom, no matter what fandom it is, don't be a Richard. I think that's
don't be a Richard.
And so far,
who's Richard?
Now listen. So far, Lamont Howard is the one that posted the nice little ball cap with "Don't be a Richard." So far. He's in the lead, so we'll go with that. Anyone else out there want to come up with something better? Let's hear it. Do it. All right. Now, real quick, we're going to start this new thing that we started last week. We're going to continue it. We're talking about meetups, shows, whatever, conventions, whatever. And we're still going to talk about me popping up here. We got the CTS show, which a couple of us are going to be at. And I dare you at this show. Find me, and, you know, who knows? I'll give you an autograph. Who knows? I might give you something special. Who knows? Nothing sexual, not like that. If you want a kiss,
come see me.
Mike Swage will be there. Go ahead and give him. And, you know, if he doesn't give you a nice kiss, whatever, punch him in the mouth. It doesn't matter.
Right.
He'll be there.
Well, yes, and if you can't see the screen, and just to play off of Megamus here, any information you need, you can go to ctspromotions.com, 717 East 17th Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, March 22nd. Hope to see you. Come on by.
That wants to kiss you or punch you. Okay. There you go. Or you can punch them. The second thing we want to show.
I generally will punch you.
he might, but that's okay. You might get a kiss out of it. We have DairyCon coming up for this year. It's going to be March 27th and 28th, and it's called, is that the Retlawn Hotel? Fond du Lac, Wisconsin?
Fond du Lac.
The Crystal Ballroom. All that stuff's way up north where it's cold and everything, so, I mean, if you want to get cold, go ahead. It's awesome,
the
you know.
Crystal Ballroom.
By the way, I'm sure there'll be someone there that you can kiss or punch. I don't care. It's not going to be me. It's probably not going to be Mike. Because it's too damn cold up there. But that's okay. We want to promote them as well. Also, we have the Midwest Meetup, which is going to be the 28th of this month. It's going to be at Closet Space Toys at 11 a.m. Give me a minute, and I will find the address of Closet Space Toys.
I'm just going to say that that probably sounds to me a lot different than anyone else when they hear Closet Space Toys.
Here's how I look that's at it, awesome. Man. You're the one that said that you were a kiss or punch someone.
So, that's real life, dude. That's thug life right there. Hashtag TFYOP thug life.
And we are okay with that.
You either bang it or break it.
I did not name or endorse this place, but they are hosting the Midwest meetup. So we are going to sponsor them for that, not because of their choice in names of stores.
No, it's very simple. You sell stuff to them, you get your cloth space back. It's very simple.
Very simple.
We'll go with that.
Should I just start doing the show in my Don Mimic voice? I kind of like this. It feels good. It feels natural.
I will say every once in a while, if you pop that up, that's okay. Because if nothing else, at least those people that listen to the audio, it will keep them guessing. So let's do that. We'll just, yeah, every once in a while, all of us change our voices up.
I don't know why.
The audio, you're not going to know who the hell is coming on. It doesn't matter.
I have no accent. I don't know where you're
getting
this from.
I'd like to beg to differ. I think you have a tremendous accent. Not a good one, but a tremendous one.
If anyone can guess how long it's been since I shaved my mustache and my cat on the same day, I'll give you a free coupon to the Walmarts.
To the Walmarts?
Right on in to hashtag.
I like it. There you go.
Why would I want to shave my cat? It's an easier way of killing myself.
All right, real quick. Only because I just got it. Closet Space Toys, 6025 Madison Avenue, Suite D, Indianapolis, Indiana.
You said Sweet D.
Indiana. There you go. That's where it's going to be. All right. Now, we're going to go on to our last topic because I'm getting bored and tired. We're going to talk about some Dinobits. I mean, Dinobots. Let's talk about some Dinobots there, Hang. Let's do it.
Okay.
What you got for us?
Recently, Toy Fair Australia. The person who runs the boards in Australia, otca.com.au, he went to the toy fair, reported on a great lot of stuff. And I think the most interesting one is for Platinum Editions, they're going to be releasing Triptychon, which is dinosaur, and the five Dinobots. So what we're hearing is the original G1 Dinobots, Hasbro or Takara, whoever's... re-engineered them or something like that, and selling them as a set. That's the rumor. It's a set. The Hasbro guy wasn't 100% sure if it would be a set, but yeah, it's G1. I reckon Hasbro got those China KO swoop modes and then just added Hasbro to it, and it's not selling the toys.
But through the years, I've heard there are some very high quality, very close quality Dinobot KOs out there. But I've never actually held me, looked at me.
I've only ever seen the swoops. I must admit, swoop would be the hard one because of the wings. Well, that's my memory. I never had a swoop.
Most of those KOs, you can actually still find full sets on ioffer.com, unless they've all sold out by now. But generally, yeah, but they had them.
My understanding is the knockoffs are pretty bad. They're pretty bad in quality.
Okay.
I don't know. I know the cassettes always worked out good for me, so.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when Swoop was the first one that came out, and I did a comparison of it, and I mean it's just bad. The paint apps, the tolerance levels, actually the whole quality of the chrome was just bad. Just not good quality.
Just negative, negative, negative. Typical Transformers.
I changed my
absolutely.
You've convinced me, cynical.
That's right.
Yeah, but
if that's the case, I'm going to passionate. All right, I've just now changed it. Passionate is the way to go. I'm right with Don. Don, we got it. We're understanding here.
I think Brent just dropped the Richard hammer. Boom.
Bam. But okay. By the way, dropping the Richard hammer might be a good catchphrase. I think I like that one too. We've actually gotten quite a few good ones, but that one's pretty good too.
Well, what do I get?
All right, we got you ready? You ready? Let me go to the good ones here. One of my favorites. I'll save that for last. Mega Toy Fan, might be a Richard. Mega Toy Fan, that's what she said. But here's my favorite. Mega Toy Fan, big, hard, plastic. I like that one.
I'm just going to say, anyone that says that's what she said is automatically disqualified.
Well, there you go.
I mean, because if you notice, if you noticed, we don't let Duran back on the show anymore, so... You know, you might want to tone it down a little bit with the "that's what she said."
I only
see,
say
now. Even I said it.
I only say
here's
it.
Here's how I say. All right, I'm up gonna, your game I'm, a little bit. Let's get
I'm
out of
the
third
now.
Grade.
I get a 5-minute mute for that.
There you do. There you go. You're out. Okay. Why is there? We can make fun of him. All right, yeah. But here's what we need to do. We need to get out of the third grade, Mark. Let's go with something bigger, spicier. Let's do it. Come up with something.
Okay.
So. In Aussie, we got these news. We got this news of the Dinobots. Now, are we talking all five of them?
Well, the report says that it's a multi-pack, but it's not confirmed as to whether it's all five. I'm hoping it's all five, to tell you the truth, but it's a multi-pack. That's confirmed.
So I'm just wondering if I'm just wondering if they actually had the molds, but they were not usable, and they were holding on to them to see if it would be worth retooling them at some point, or if they actually used the movie money and remake the molds.
I reckon the Grimlock and Slag molds are still in circulation, because didn't they do a G2 version of them?
They did, but my understanding was those molds were still available.
Yeah. So now, I think Swoop was the main problem. I remember Takara mentioned that the Swoop mode was unusable.
So well, if you remember, he wasn't used in G2, so that would make sense.
Was both Snarl and Sludge used?
Snarl, Sludge, and Slag.
Yeah, Sludge. Yeah. Well, Sludge was
one of the... Not, wait, let me rephrase that. Grimlock,
Slag, and
Snarl, and Sludge. Or Slag.
Slag.
Shit, fuck, I got them all right here. Hang on. Damn it!
He's got them there. He gets it wrong. What's going on?
It's Slug.
Slug. I know Swoop was confirmed by Takara that they didn't have the mold for that anymore because of the wings. The wing section broke.
Yeah.
Well, God damn it!
Okay. Due to
this guy, and this guy. There you go.
Yep.
Those are all G2s.
Right. Okay. Now, but I'm just saying. Through the years of BotCon, many people have asked for Dinobot reissues, and they've said through the years the molds were not available. So that could mean they literally had only just now recently found them, or they were not usable in the shape they were in, but now either they've used some movie money to make them usable, they went back and retooled them like they did the secret mold. Anything's possible at this point.
Anything?
I still reckon they went to the China KO factory and then took the molds from them.
I doubt it, because those molds were not that good. They really weren't.
Hey, man,
serious? I know you're joking. I know you're joking on that, but I'm looking at the fact that even if they reverse engineered them, they're just not as good. They're not as crisp.
Hey, they set precedence with iGear, man.
I would be willing to bet that all these molds are still viable and available. I guarantee it.
Okay, here's the thing, though. If they were viable and available, why do you think that they would not have pulled them out in a year in which the profits were not looking that good for Transformers or was trending down to pull out a big run like that?
Because maybe at the time they didn't think it was a big run. Maybe they thought it was a long shot because it was G1. Maybe they wanted to go with something different.
And they were at the Hasbro did get at the state where they didn't make where animal characters were sort of iffy. I mean,
they've always been iffy.
I mean, Beast was outside of that. I think it took the movie for AOE with the Dinobots in it to make Hasbro think maybe releasing a G1 set wouldn't be such a bad idea.
I want to say I would love an e-hobby version of those dinos. That would be dope. That would be sweet.
If he, I'll tell you this way, if he hobby did it, I hope they would do the G2 set.
I don't even care if it's G2. You know what? You sound like Plasticon. Shut up about G2.
No. I'm saying
that's an insult. I want e-hobby like the way they did the mini bots, just like, you know, wicked colors, nice and, you know, even though they're not super flashy, they're solid. They're cool.
You mean the GoBots? The GoBots.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love one of those.
Well, one never
the GoBots.
Yeah. One never call me Plasticon again. Through the screen, and or I will mail you a Massey.
You're probably lucky I can't hear you, Tex.
A mail-in Massey attack.
But I'm saying I hope eHobby would do the G2 versions because you would still be able to get them from a lot of retailers, if not eHobby direct. But I hope the G1 colors, if this comes out, is the more widespread version because there's so many people who don't have those molds or need better versions of those. So those are the ones that need to be available.
I agree, but I'm going to tell you that if you think they're going to make one mold, you're crazy. They're going to reuse the mold as many times as possible. So G2 colors are absolutely in the works. Now, whether they decide to make the G2 molds the mass produce and the G1 molds the exclusive, that's going to be their dumb decision. Because you know as well as I do, from time to time, more often than not, they make some dumb decisions. And they can also
do Diaclone colors. There's a third set right there.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the Diaclone colors are different. I remember that now.
So what's the Diaclone color of Sludge?
No, I mean, they're mostly the same. They were just a different...
It was the same.
Isn't it a different level of colors, though? It's like...
Okay. It was the same color. Faded. He was the same color, he just came with a driver. Or rider, I guess it would be.
A fourth set could be Shattered Glass Dinobots and Predaking colors.
Oh my god! The combinations are endless! Hasbro, jump on this!
Snoop would just be renamed Dive Bomb, right? Like in the UK comics.
Well, I want them in their movie colors.
I bet you do! Remember when you're talking about those whiny bitches?
Is this show not going bad enough tonight? That was the Richard Hammer right there.
Well, you know, okay. I will say this.
A green star would be awesome.
Yeah, kind of would.
Hey, I'm in
here. What do you got? There we go.
Nice.
There we go. I got it now.
Okay.
Sons of bitches.
All right. Let's hope this comes to fruition for a lot of people in a lot of colors, and we can afford it.
Once again, the whiny asses. I want it, but I don't want to pay for it.
No, I'm saying. I hope it's not. $250,
$300. I don't
want to
pay for it.
No. What I'm saying is I hope it's at a price a lot of fans can afford so they can get this set.
Give us a number, Don. Give us a number you want to see.
I would like for it to be less than $200, if possible.
I want a number. Say, come on, Don. You can work with me here. You want under 200, say $199.99 USD.
$150.
Well, I think
if they can give us Devastator for $150, they can give us
$150. I'm trying to get Don over a hurdle here, okay? Come on, Don.
No, I'm crap. This is collecting intervention going on here. Go!
Come on, Don.
I would say a good retail, if the movie Dinobots would run you $129 for the set. I'd say $189.99 for the D1 Dinobots because, you know.
Oh, that's too high.
Here it comes. Are you ready? Listen. I figured it out. I will be the first. Are you ready? Here it goes. Hi, I'm Megamus, and I'm a collecting addict. And then you got to say, hi, Megamus. We understand you're collecting addicts. And then you go with the next. See? part of understanding your addiction is admitting you have the problem.
My problem is y'all, so I'm fine.
Y'all?
Y'all.
Y'all have a problem with that?
Y'all.
I ain't got no problem.
Yeah.
It's all yins that got them problems. No. Okay.
I tell you whatins.
Okay, well, moving up, okay, I'm going to bring up something interesting, that another thing that a lot of fans have been wanting, and moving on to that all.
Female partners.
Yeah.
smooth okay. Change of subject.
Okay, Massey, I'm putting a box. When you get out of the box. All right. Make Toys, earlier this week, announced a recolor coming up for their Utopia mold, as everyone knows, is their version of Metroplex.
It's too blue.
As
shut up! Let him finish.
As a recolor, and I put the link in the chat if you want to share it. Dystopia, basically Metro Titan. So a lot of people that have Generation Metroplex who did not purchase Utopia, or people that want a Metro Titan but just cannot afford a G1 version, they have one for you now.
Which is funny, because didn't we just have this conversation last week about this and how it was denied by Hasbro? Anyone remember that?
Yeah, I wasn't on last week, so
Rick Alvarez talked about this and said that it was one of his ideas that was denied. And however, here we have Make Toys getting ready to make one, and there's a lot of bustle and humbug about it. They want it. So seems like he was right, or at least he's poised himself to be right.
Right. It's going to go up for pre-order on March 10th. It's $379.99, which is about 20 less than Utopia, but I'm not sure if there's any differences in parts yet. They have left some things out to compensate for that. Maybe they're offering at a lower price because it's a limited run. There's no telling. But if you've been wanting a Metro Titan and you don't want to pay, what would a Metro Titan go for right now in the box?
I'm going to go with the designated mark of shit ton.
Okay. So, you know, that would be a good alternative for a lot of people. So, and like I said, I have Utopia. I have not transformed him completely yet, just for lack of time. But it seems to be a very solid figure. And so I just wanted to bring that up there to everybody. If you want a Metro Titan and don't want to pay shit ton plus.
There you go. That's a going rate. But there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get off.
Where's my Hasbro version?
Here we go again. Why? There we go. All right. Is there anything else in the news other than Harrison Ford? Anything?
Who is actually supposedly okay now. Broken ankle and possible fractured hip was the last thing I heard.
Well, so, I mean, hopefully he's well.
If
he can do the Kessel run, you can land a plane. I mean, let's be honest.
And this isn't the first time he's wrecked either. He had at least two other bad spots.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How many times have you successfully landed a plane? All right, then.
I don't land them. I just yank them out of the sky.
Is that how that works?
Oh, Mr. Chuck Norris here.
Here we go there.
You guys don't just jump out at altitude and just parachute down? I mean,
parachute.
Have you ever parachuted? It is freaking scary.
Do you know what? In Mike's wage beard is another fist.
Okay, here's a thing. I guess this was you, I guess. On the Japanese auction site, there's a Metro Titan. I'm guessing it's mint in box. Starting bid is 68,000 yen, which roughly translates to probably 650.
Yeah, give or take. That's starting. And so the stickers haven't been used.
And it has the catalog and the bag of stuff, blah, 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 blah. It has been opened, and there's decoloration on the box. That's about it, according to the...
Even when Don has a price in front of him, he can't define a specific number.
You try translating your head without...
You try using Google to get numbers and stuff. I'll put my cat on you, boy.
Well, my cat's in my lap. I only got one hand to work with.
My cat's in my lap. Hey, that's a
you know, there's so many things that can be said about that. But here, we just wanted to show people what a shit ton was. And this right here converts nicely to shit ton. There you go. For those that were wanting about the exchange, there you go.
That's the only Metro Titan I can actually find on that website. And the price in yellow that's underneath the main price, that's, if you want it, it's the buy now price.
Which, real quickly, what's that exchange into U.S. currency?
I'd say, hang on, minus the two.
Well, it's about, but it's kind of similar to...
No, wait a minute. I'm waiting for the word shit ton to come out, but go ahead.
It's a grand, so shit ton.
Let's go. Holy crap! There you go.
You guys really need to tone it down.
I know. We really are.
Seriously.
Yes.
You guys are just out of control. I don't know what to get into.
Here we go again. Was that Sway Gina?
What? What are you talking about?
What?
Sway Gina. Let's hear it.
I think it was Massey.
Oh, that was Massey talking. Okay.
Because Massey's just fabulous.
There we go. You know what happens? By the way, this is what happens when you drop off the cast.
I called Don's cat gay, and he's gone.
It is fair game. And
he's like, I will not stand for this.
And now Don's dead because of you. We've lost Don because of you.
Bye, Don.
Because you pissed off the cat.
That's right.
Holy crap. All right. So what else we got to talk about other than Massey?
Anyone get anything good?
I love that we've all ignored Trypticon. Like, does nobody like Trypticon?
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, one of the Platinum releases as well, besides the Dinobots, is Trypticon.
Oh, really? Let's hear. Do tell.
Yeah. So, G1 Trypticon.
Huh. And this is confirmed? Like,
yeah,
it's gonna
according to the Hasbro representative, probably not at the same time, but as the Platinum sets are coming, Trypticon's supposed to be one of them, because I think it's the whole dinosaur craze. And, you know, Takara did Metroplex, so I guess for some reason Hasbro's not going to do a Metroplex and do a Trypticon instead.
I'm disappointed it's not classic.
No, shut up. I'll take it. I'll take a new trip.
Hey, need to start being more cynical. You voted cynical.
You know, I can't help it. You guys just can't handle responsibility. And
Well, now, they're saying G1, but do they know about the dinosaur rolling and they're not getting the two mixed up?
What's the other one? Sorry.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Is that a... What? Are you... What?
Trypticon remodel. Beast Wars 2.
Oh, you're talking about Gigatron.
Gigastorm.
Gigastorm.
From Beast Wars 2nd.
Yeah, I thought it was called Dinosaur.
No. Dinosaur is Trypticon's Japanese name.
Okay.
So it would have been the same toy. Which is okay. Because we won that G1.
Get with it.
Well, I'm just saying, when we get Swoop from the movie with Strafe the Technobot picture on the side of the box, there is a slight margin for error in these characters.
There's probably a chance that it is going to be the Gigastorm mold. With the retooling.
Well, the Gigastorm mode was just a highly modified Trypticon mode, so we know Japan has it in some form.
Yeah, and I think that's what Don's trying to get at, is...
Yeah, you know...
Is it likely to be that mold and not the actual
G1 version?
Mold?
Yeah, probably. It'll be the same as what happened with Soundwave. All the Soundwave reissues are based off the Sound Blaster mode, so I guess that would be the same logic. So yeah, I can see it being the Gigastorm mode, just modified backwards so that you could get the Triptychon components and stuff like that.
So far, you only have the names. You don't have any pictures or any details other than that.
No. Only the new stuff has had pictures. So like the Devastator was there, and all the RID stuff and the Combiner War stuff.
I'm still holding out hope on a Platinum Edition Nemesis that turns into Triptychon and a Platinum Edition Arc that turns into Omega Supreme.
Give that man a blue ring of hope. He's going to need one.
Wow.
It's you know, 30 years ago, this is like the... No, not 30 years ago. What am I talking about? But it actually is 30 years ago. Almost 30 years ago. This is what Dawn sounded like when he was hoping for an RC.
but see, 30 years ago, he was still, what, 32? So, I mean, let's be honest here. He was still, you know. But what I'm hoping for is a wonderful transforming car that I can actually drive to work and only cost $299. So, I mean, that's what I'm going for. I don't know about you guys. I'm hopeful, right? Nah. I got my fingers crossed, just like you guys. You know?
That's too much. $150, no more.
Holy crap, I'm sick of you guys.
You know what? Tell you what. I'll give you $150 if you cover the PayPal fees.
Yeah, all of my free shipping, right? God dang it.
We're proving cynical over passionate for sure. We're proving totally cynical.
I've just been cynical this cynical. Whole time since that was, you know, voted upon by Brett.
That's right. Or that's not right. Or whichever. Anyway, all right. We got anything else? I mean, I think we beat this into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yep.
Anybody got any shout outs? I got some shout outs. So if you guys want to go first, if you have anybody.
The only ones I have right now is we have a few. I'm gonna shout out to Lamont Howard, who has given a wonderful barrage of slogans that I might choose from. James Shevchek also got a few out there. And even Jim Black decided to get out of his little mouse hole, sprout a set of balls, and say something. So that's good, too.
I do like the one James said. Mega Toy Fan. We don't want your Canadian dollars.
We love you, Jim.
I'm telling you.
Jim.
That's wrong.
He might be a contender there. He might be a contender.
Anybody else?
So keep them coming, by the way. We need a slogan. Give us something.
I've got a shout out to Griffin and Dimonak from otka.com.au. Thanks to them, we managed to get reports of from Australia Toy Fair and exciting news like the Dinobots and Triptychon.
Yes. But unfortunately, no fat guys standing in front of toys.
Well, that's why we had the pictures.
Give me a favor. Stand up. There we go. Now we got the fat guy blocking toys.
Why is he dancing? He's like dancing. Like, I can stand.
I was trying to partially cover one of the toys behind me.
I was trying to partially cover that car behind me.
I was covering too much of it. I wanted to cover less of it.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead. Don?
All right, Don.
So Don's evil clone is back.
Did he freeze again?
I think he did.
Oh, no, he's come back again. Like, he's joined the group chat again.
Yeah, I keep
Brett
getting
dropped. Brett is the greatest! I know.
I keep getting dropped.
It was my standing up. It kicked him out. Just
destroyed the internet.
When you stood up, it dropped a lot of us, but that's beside the point.
Please, Michael, I outweigh you probably by about 150 pounds. I don't want to hear it.
There we go.
I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, you want to get into a weight fight?
Here it is! Here it is! Bam! Bam!
The dad hammer.
We've gone off the rails so much.
And we've segued Rocket Cliff in the spirit of superhero time.
I like it. All right, I'm done waiting on you guys. I got some shout-outs. First, I want to say hi to, on Instagram, the Decepticon and Autobot Click, part of hashtag Realm of Collectors. Awesome, awesome group. There are tons of amazing photographers, and they support basically everybody that tries to help out any kind of collecting community, whether it's Star Wars, G.I. Joes, Marvel, anybody. They support everybody. It's all good. Acme Comics Presents. Check those guys out. They're located in North Carolina. Don, maybe you've heard of them. And also I wanted to give a shout out to Shattered Cast today. They, again, have shown us some love. Just randomly giving us some props and such. And so, you know, definitely check those guys out. And obviously stick with us. You know, don't let them suck you in too far. Don't forget about us. But, yeah, they seem to be supporting. So, you know, we got to return the favor there. And also there was one other guy. Your mom. Okay, I'm done.
Who's mom?
All righty then. Wow. There we go.
Well, now, okay. Now, Lamont, what was it? I think Lamont came up with another good one. I have to comment on it. Mega Toy Fan, a combiner made of five smaller angrier dudes. Problem is you can't get much smaller than that, and then you're into, like, you know, MicroMasters.
But that's okay. Once we stand up, you can still see our toys. Golden! All right, one other thing. Evidently, there's this show. I totally forgot about it. There's this show coming up called Joe Lantia in Atlanta, Georgia. Check it out. I don't have the link for it right now, but check it out. It's called Joe Lantia.
Speaking of Joe Lanta, Brian Kilby, Rob Clay, and I believe Diecast from RFC will be there. If you see the guys from RFC, give them a shout out. Though I'm sure they'll love to talk to you. Unfortunately, I can't go because of work.
You work?
I can't go because I'm a grown man with a cat.
Would that constitute a fetish?
Okay. This magnificent two-bedroom apartment and toys does not pay for itself. And I can get by on just my looks, but I'm a little thin each month. Don't say it.
Well, here's the thing, all right? We don't care how you supplement your income. That's up to you. Here we go. This is what I was trying to get.
It's so white trash, but it's so funny.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That was Massey blogging. That's what they said. They said Massey was blogging while you were out. So it doesn't look quite right, but yeah, there you go. There's a nice selfie going on.
How can it be a selfie of his paws from the computer?
Maybe he has the timer.
Maybe you put it on there. I don't know you and your fetishes. This is. Or is that fetish eye? Fetish eye. Whatever.
We're done.
We're done. That's it. We're done. All right, TFYLP, episode 144. Are we whiny bitches or not? You decide. We don't care.
Don't be a Richard.
And by the way, don't be a Richard. We're out of here. Anyone got any finals? We're out. Peace.
Later.
No, this show can't go any longer than 150.
Bah! That's right. Bah! And because of that, because of Michael Swift, we only have one more thing to say. Listen up real quick to one more thing we have to say.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com
This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.